President Bush wants to apply the idea of ownership to health care. Last year, he launched a type of health insurance that offers real savings to people who can hold their health costs down. Several hundred thousand people have signed up. The program has already won some praise and some criticism. NPR's Joanne Silberner has this report on why some people like this new approach to health insurance and others don't.
The new approach is centered around health savings accounts called HSAs. Frank Chitola is an insurance agent in Columbus, Ohio. 90% of the health insurance policies he sold last year have been part of an HSA.
I think they're a wonderful, wonderful product. And personally, I can't think of anything that might transform our health insurance industry as much as this has the potential to do.
What Chitola and other agents are marketing is a two-tier plan. First, there's a special low-cost, high-deductible health insurance policy that kicks in only after the policyholder has paid a high amount out of pocket. In the case of the policies Chitola generally sells, that's $1,500 for an individual or $3,500 for a family. The second tier is a pre-tax savings account. His clients or their employers put several thousand dollars into a bank account, and that money can be used to pay the initial out-of-pocket costs. Chitola has one for his own family and for employees at Da Vinci's, a Columbus restaurant that he owns with his family. He chose the combination high-deductible policy and savings account for his family and the restaurant after facing dramatic increases in his old health insurance premiums. The new plan holds his costs down, and he says in the first year, his employees have had lower out-of-pocket costs. What Chitola especially likes is the ownership aspect of the HSA. The money he puts into his health savings account is his.
I'm anticipating, you know, that I would have a bad health experience this coming year. But if for some reason I have a good experience and only go to the doctor a couple times, if there's money in that account, it carries over. It stays in there and continues to build.
But HSAs have plenty of critics. One is Ron Pollack, executive director of Families USA, a consumer advocacy group. He says HSAs don't look as good when you look at the details. He says the tax advantage that Chitola likes so much, the use of pre-tax dollars, is least helpful to the people who need the most help.
Most people who don't have health coverage today have lower incomes, and so they are in a lower tax bracket. And so for them, they're more likely to get a 10% tax benefit out of this, much different than the 35% benefit that the highest income are going to receive.
Pollack is also concerned that the deductibles will go up, and he's concerned that richer, healthier people will sign up for HSAs, leaving sicker, poorer people behind in the general insurance pool, and with only high-risk people in the pool, their premiums will skyrocket. President Bush says one of the things he particularly likes about HSAs is that since people are spending their own money before insurance kicks in, they're going to shop carefully, and that will create a competitive health care market. Pollack doesn't think that's possible.
You know, when you're sick, you go to your doctor and you trust your doctor, and your doctor says you take this pill or you go to the hospital, you get this test. Most people do that. So this is not like shopping around for a television or an automobile. I think the savings here are going to be very disappointing.
And Pollack says it's not fair that people with high medical costs will end up spending all the money in their health savings accounts and won't have any to roll over to next year. But Pollack would agree with Chitola about one thing. In the U.S., the sick always pay more. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.